This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Andrew Yost. Columbia City officials are considering upcoming improvements in funding for the Columbia Regional Airport. The airport was a focal point for discussion at last night's city council meeting. Council members heard from Mayor Bob McDavid on proposed improvements to the airport and what those changes might mean for the city. A possible new terminal and funding for an air traffic control tower are two possible changes under consideration. Functionability was stressed by Councilmember Laura Nosser when referring to the potential changes to the airport and its effect on travelers.
We need to build an airport that is functional and looks good, but we don't need to build something extremely extravagant. We need functionability, and that way we can grow into our airport. You know, the department director had stated that, you know, we want to be able to have the capacity to build an airport and then be able to expand it as our needs would require in the future.
Nosser says she wants the airport to continue to grow as the city does, but she says airport plans must go forward cautiously. City Council will discuss funding and blueprints in future meetings. Missouri lawmakers could serve longer in the House or Senate, but not spend more overall time in the state legislature under a term limits proposal that has gained first-round approval. Currently, lawmakers generally are limited to 8 years in the House and 8 years in the Senate. A proposed constitutional amendment would let officials serve 16 years in the legislature. The time could be spent entirely in one chamber or split between the two. House members endorsed the proposal today, and it needs another vote before moving to the Senate. Ultimately, voters would have to approve or reject the measure. The Missouri Recovery Network and Roosevelt University in Chicago conducted a study of heroin use. They found more people sought treatment for heroin and opiates than for methamphetamines in Missouri. KBIA's Alexandra Olgan tells us how advocates are striving to get the heroin problem under control.
About 50 people rallied on the steps of the Missouri Capitol building today at noon to support a House bill aimed to protect substance abusers who are seeking or helping someone else seek medical attention in an emergency. The so-called Good Samaritan bill would give limited legal immunity to those who have possession of a controlled substance when they call 911. Drug policy researcher Kathy Kane Willis says she came to Jefferson City to help organize the rally for the bill.
It's not always the person who's trying to protect themselves. It's also they're trying to protect the person who's overdosed. They're fearful, you know, of waking up and having, you know, having a felony case now. And that can be a huge barrier for people seeking help.
The bill is now awaiting hearing in the House Crime Prevention and Public Safety Committee. Alexandra Olgan, KBIA News.
The Missouri Supreme Court is considering the constitutionality of a 1993 law requiring failing school districts to pay for students to transfer to neighboring schools. The arguments today before the High Court focused on whether the St. Louis Public Schools District should have to pay for two specific children to attend class in the Clayton School District. But the decision could have implications for thousands of families, not only in St. Louis, but also in Kansas City and any other district that loses state accreditation. The court is hearing an appeal of a May 2012 decision. In that decision, a judge ruled that the school transfer law imposed an unfunded mandate on districts, which violates the state constitution and would be financially impossible to follow. For KBIA News, I'm Andrew Yost.